Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 1st of August, recording at 9:48 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, my goodness, what an exciting day here today. Almost schizoid action, but the bulls definitely in charge here overall. Now, I haven't been following all the newscast discussions of this, but my own impression is that it started last night with Bernanke's disinflation comment. That helped, but then other factors caused the market to sell off. But it did suggest to a good many people that quantitative easing, QE, would continue for a good while longer. Well, that may or may not be the case. Certainly there have been some disinflationary pressures. But the U.S. economy is doing rather well, and there will certainly be some who will want to start tapering come September. Now, the next comment, which I think is highly significant, is, of course, Europe has been often the focal point of concerns over stability among investors. And today there was a major press conference here by Mario Draghi in Frankfurt. And basically he said that economic indicators signal that the euro region is past the worst of its longest ever recession, while reiterating that interest rates will stay low for the foreseeable future. Now, you can remember, you go back a little over 6 months and people were talking about the breakup of the euro. If that ever happens at some future date, and I don't doubt that some countries will leave and maybe some others will still want to join, but that it would be able to take place in a more orderly economic environment than the considerable risk of 2-3 years ago, that we would see a very disorderly breakup of the euro during, well, really in the middle of a financial crisis. Now, then there's a third factor, and this is much smaller here, but China pushed in some liquidity for its stock market, and that led to some decent gains here today. So I think it's another indication, because it's the second time they've done that recently, and it's helped to hold the market up. And it's, I think it's another indication that comment of theirs a few weeks back that you may remember that I've mentioned before, that we're going to send a message to some of these regional politicians and to the banks. Well, at any rate, I think that it's just a small criticism rather than a major beating. I'll put it that way. So, what happened here? Well, strong stock markets in Asia, which actually saw the least of it, but the Nikkei was up nearly 2.5%, and the Hang Seng was up nearly 1%. And really, it's almost easiest if I pick out what didn't go up. Taiwan didn't go up; it was down a little bit. India down very slightly, having had a tough week here so far. But the majority of markets here had gains, and the Shanghai Composite was up 1.77%. Now, bigger gains, some bigger gains at any rate, occurred in Europe. I noticed that the FTSE MIB is up over 2%. The IBEX at Spain up over 1.25%. Some of these northern European indices are all testing their highs since the crisis, and actually the Euro Stocks Index, that one is also testing its June high, and all these European markets were up in here today. Then in the Americas, we had some solid rallies. Brazil was up 1.88%. Mexico broke up out of a range. It's still below its June highs, but it's up 2.5% here. And Wall Street, big gains, 1.25% on the S&P 500. NASDAQ up 1.36%. So taking the U.S. indices really to new all-time high gains in here. Well, what can we say? It's not just the Bernanke disinflation comment or Mario Draghi's assessment or China liquidity, but we do know that global liquidity, and I've often mentioned this, well, even though I thought that markets were overextended and expensive and likely to be choppy, well, they've been choppy, but they're still pretty strong in here, and the major reason for that, the dominant reason by far, in my opinion, is the fact that the monetary taps here remain open. Nobody's closing them off to any extent. And this has helped to create a momentum move. And then elsewhere, we've had these bond markets, the yields. Again, I said that it was a bit schizoid, all this. But you remember those U.S. Treasuries, particularly the 30-year Treasury, which surged to a new high for the year yesterday, and I'm just going to bring that chart up so I can see the actual levels on that. But it broke upwards and then fell backwards in a small downside key day reversal. Well, there was no follow through, needless to say, and it surged back up and closed above yesterday's high. So interest rates are going up in terms of these Western economy bond markets, at any rate. And the U.S. 30-year closed out at 3.75 there. So as I say, that's a new recovery high. All the bonds were saw rises in yields here today. Elsewhere, I mean, pretty well everything has been dramatic today. The U.S. dollar, very strong. The dollar index, which had been in retreat here. Let me just get exactly when that had started. It's range bound, I should say, overall. And the upper side of the range has been a little over 84 on the U.S. dollar index. Now, that's come down sharply from that level on at least three occasions over the last year and a bit. And it did it at the beginning of this month as well. But we had a good upward dynamic in here today, taking the U.S. dollar index up to 82.34, and I would think this is going to rally a little further here because this is another new high. Is the Fed, has the Fed been sitting on the dollar up above that 84 level? Well, wouldn't be a totally unrealistic proposition here. But the overall bias is upwards. Our view, as you know, is that the dollar is in a base building phase overall. But I think it's going to remain in that ranging Basie formation, currently characterized by higher reaction lows for at least the medium term here. The U.S. won't want the dollar running riot to the upside, but it will eventually go up because of its energy advantage, particularly in natural gas, and because of its technology lead. Now, elsewhere, here's a risk. There are always risks, aren't there? And one of them is these stock markets are, some of them are overextended, I mean, Wall Street in particular. This keeps pushing up further above its 200-day moving average. And these things always mean revert, but a momentum move can carry higher in the short term before that mean reversion occurs. And I think that's the situation we're in right now. But here's a headwind. Crude oil. This was really very, very strong in here today. I had worried about this last week, and then it was coming down this week, but we had a big upper dynamic here today, and it was strong yesterday as well. But the WTI, that's a US crude, was up $2.75. That took it up to 107.78. And the Brent was up $1.71. That's at 109.43. Now, this is a mild headwind at this stage for, well, maybe it's a little more than a mild headwind because the global economy is fragile, as you know. But generally, in a mostly in a slow recovery stage, in line with that, at least 5 to 7 years after a major financial crisis before you get back to anything approaching normal. But if crude oil were to continue to push higher in here, and there have been some production cutbacks several months ago by the Saudis and others. So if this continues to push higher, given the uncertainties in the Middle East, in other countries, that could certainly rein in this strong stock market run, but it's very much in play at the moment. And that's pretty much it. The industrial metals also a bit firmer in here today. Precious metal, well, gold slipped. It did get up to 1331, but then closed down here at 1310, down 15. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.